Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 29 of Mark chapter 8. And Jesus continued questioning them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered and said to him, "You are the Christ." And he warned them to tell no one about him.
When Jesus was born, his mother knew his identity, and she treasured the things she knew about him, pondering them in her heart. It wasn't until he became a public figure at age 30 that the Lord began to fulfill some of what she already believed to be true. Strangely, he continued to fly under the radar for a while, operating in obscurity or on the margins. On several occasions, Jesus told people to tell no one about the extraordinary things they saw or experienced. It must have created some frustration for his followers who believed he was the Messiah, the prophesied King of Israel. The great mystery of God becoming man was that Israel's king was coming, but incognito, to do the spiritually imperative work of providing salvation. Even during the last week of his life, when the marks of his ministry took on a fully messianic character, Jesus was still holding off on the full explanation of who he was, the sovereign Lord of Lords who would reign in eternity. The irony of all this secrecy, though, was that those who met Jesus told everyone about him. And the Great Commission, found in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, makes that the norm for all Christians. Because we have experienced the salvation and freedom that comes from trusting Jesus, we're called to tell everyone the now-known secret that the King has come and is coming again.